Welcome to Light Body Wisdom with internationally known light body whisperer, Grace Holm. She will make you laugh and yawn as you release lifetimes of trauma and begin to feel much lighter. Your divine gifts may be activated, allowing you to weave light into the fabric of the world. Are you ready to be your own light and shine? For more information about Grace, visit gracegholm.com. That's Grace, GHOM.com.
Hello, hello, and welcome. Welcome to another episode of Light Body Wisdom. Today's show is a continuation of last week's show. And as you all remember, we were working on kidney and bladder meridian. So let's see what is going on with the kidney and bladder meridian for everyone. And as I mentioned last week, this is highly correlated with eyesight and what eyesight issues that have been with you for a while, you know, like ongoing eyesight issues, like a nearsightedness that has been with you for a while since you were kids and all. And I am, as I'm tuning into all of you on what to work with on the kidney and bladder meridian, that would allow you all to really feel a tremendous shift in your energy and in your eyesight and your healing in general. I'm getting that kidney meridian, bladder meridian, being a water element of the five elements is related to the element water. And I am getting that in our bodies, there's frozen parts, whether it's muscles or whatever, and water needs a place to flow. So I'm going to check in with your bodies and all the places and spaces that are frozen that need to be liquefied. So we're going to liquefy all places and spaces in your body that are holding on to tension, that are holding on to pain, that are holding on to stress. Where in your body do we need to liquefy all trauma? And let's start there. So all places and spaces in our bodies where we need to liquefy the tension, liquefy all the stresses that have been solidified, all the disappointments that have been solidified, just the liquefaction of all the heavier densities in your body. Yeah, there you go. Liquefying all the densities in your bodies. And some of you, there's something specific that only you know, the stress, right? Well, geez, so talking about solidifying issues, well, kidney stones, right? Gallbladder stones, kidney stones, literally the solidification of issues. So let's clear that. And for some of you, there's an ongoing emotional issue that has created the same programs to run, like this some solidification of a certain disappointment that creates certain programs to run that causes inflammation in your body. So whatever that is for you, let's clear that and liquefy and dissipate and release those programs that are a solidification of a certain disappointment that causes inflammation. And let's let that program leave now with total ease. Yeah, good. And what other programs, maybe it's old disappointments, maybe it's running into the same issues over and over in your job. So what have we made solid about that experience? And let's release that. Let's just liquefy all that and let it be released. And what else is going on in your energy that's causing energies to leak from your eyes or causing you to have poor eyesight? So all the issues that create that. And what else is going on that create your eyes to have less than the optimal energy you need? Optimal kidney, bladder, kidney meridian energy, bladder meridian energy, stomach meridian energy. Let's refill all of that so that you have optimal energy for your eyes. And you know, as you all know, the kidneys being the place of yuan qi that holds yuan qi, your jing or your essence, as well as wei qi, your immune system. There's a lot going on when the kidneys are not happy and when a kidney meridian is not happy. So some of you may only experience the energetics of it, which is fatigue, right? And so that's the simplest form of kidney deficiency. And then some of you may have had fatigue for so long that you actually have a low red blood cell count, that is, you're anemic, right? Because the kidneys produce a protein that makes red blood cells. Or some of you have the right amount of red blood cells, but they clump. When red blood cells kind of clump instead of being free, then it creates also tiredness. So let's tap into that. We're gonna go deeper besides the energetics, this, the blood, red blood cell component. And all of you may also experience fatigue that goes deeper than energetic. It may be in your blood cells. So anyone who needs more red blood cells, if you're anemic, or you could have the right red blood cell count and still be tired if the red blood cells tend to clump, right? So let's clear that, any clumping of red blood cells, because that can also create issues like stroke, you know, if you have blood clot, So if you, your blood cells, red blood cells tend to clump, maybe makes it more likely for you to have a stroke or other kinds of issues. And I'm kind of feeling the energy of that at the moment for some people. So, okay, red blood cell clumping, let's clear that. So let's bring more energy into the interstitial fluid. So there's more fluid, more space, more flow, more space for the red blood cells to move. Yeah, so let's really talk about why your body would create you to be in low energy states. And often it's not an obvious reason, but a subconscious one. Subconsciously, you may have hidden loyalties to your family systems and how much joy you allow, how much activity you allow, how expressive you're allowed to be, right? Like if you've been told a lot to be quiet, how much success you can achieve in life, right? In some families, you can't achieve more than what everyone else is achieving. So subconsciously, all those hidden loyalties to family, family systems, and to the tribe that you're in, whether it's family or friends or church or social network or spiritual community, all those hidden set points come in to create your body's response. And consciously, we don't always know we have all those subconscious set points. So let's tune into one subconscious set point, because with the kidney meridian and the bladder meridian, there's a lot going on about belonging, right? Because you want, because it's first chakra energy, belonging, your tribe. Also, yuan qi is about family, DNA. So then you create low energy states of being out of a need for safety, for belonging. And what if now we can clear that? Because now you have the intelligence to navigate life and find your own belonging. So all those subconscious hidden set points and hidden loyalties to be in low energy states. And that means to not create the success you're capable of, not have the money you're capable of generating. So money set point, energy set point, success set point are all closely tied together. And I know that you all see that, yeah. And then that affects your vision. Like if you have all these set points, are you allowing yourself to really see the greater vision you're capable of creating in your life? Oh, and let's clear all the set points to the grand vision you have for your life, right? What if you can create beyond anyone in your family and everyone you know? And whatever field you're working in right now, what if you can create beyond that? Beyond anyone in your field, anyone in your family, anyone in your social network. Yeah. So take a minute to just release all hidden set points. Good. Good. Yeah, hidden set points too. What you can see and perceive and receive that is greater than anything you ever imagined. And then to some of you who play this trick on yourself, you keep on telling yourself you don't know what you really want, or you do the other thing. You try to convince yourself that you really are happy and you should just be grateful. If you have to force yourself to be grateful because you know you're not, because you know more is possible and you're not allowing yourself to have that more, to create more. So you can still be in gratitude, but what if you don't need to force yourself to be grateful, but truly create what would just take your breath away, so that gratitude just like is so immense that you can't even put into words. So let's release all. So that really helps to release the old set points. There we go. If you have to go to the smallest thing that you have just to find something to be grateful for, like, oh, I wake up this morning, I should be grateful that I'm not dead. Like, if you have to go there to find something to be grateful for, okay, you know that you're not really that happy. You know that, I don't need to tell you. So imagine yourself truly being able to create and generate the kind of money, the kind of clients, the kind of life where like gratitude is just like every breath you take, you know, everything around you is something you're so deeply grateful for that you don't even have to even think about being grateful, because everything points to joy and gratitude and a luxuriousness and a joy of living that just allows that sense of gratitude to be so real and not forced. And bring a vision of that, right? And it's not going to be like champagne wishes and caviar dreams or whatever. You know, it's going to be your own version and whatever that may be. And it may be, you know, having your champagne in your yard and caviar, whatever that saying goes. Champagne wishes and caviar dreams. You know, have the health, the level of health and vitality that brings you joy, having a family or partner or life partners or work that just brings pure joy, and expand into that joy, and that would allow this flow of energy and replenish the kidney meridian and bladder meridian. And for very obvious reasons, if there's someone for long term who has been really pissing you off, you really do feel it in your bladder, literally. I remember taking care long time ago when I was just doing hands-on healing, and when I didn't even like let myself talk about anything, I was picking up this energy of like a teenager, keep on cussing. And I was working on this beautiful woman who was newly diagnosed with MS. And one of her MS symptoms, you know, she's only in her young 40s, and she was incontinent and being in her young 40s, and she's a beautiful soul. And whenever I put my hands on her lower back where the kidneys would be, or bladder, you know, the backside, and I would say, I don't know why I keep on hearing this, like almost a teenage boy, keep on cussing, blah, blah, blah. Who is this in your life? And then she said, oh yeah, that's my fiance's son who I just can't stand. He pisses me off. Because of him, my fiance and I decided that we're gonna wait till he's out of the house before we marry, blah, 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 blah. And it's like all that ongoing drama with this boy who she's really upset with, and understandably, right? Because she has to put, you know, potential marriage off until he goes to school. So of course that created a lot of problems. And that, those repressed emotions toward this other person is responsible for a lot of her incontinence. And I don't know, after that session, after that conversation, I didn't do any counseling or anything because I didn't let myself, because at that time I thought I was only supposed to do hands-on healing. So I just did hands-on healing and not really go into talking about anything. But after that session, she was much better and not dealing with so much incontinence at all. But sadly, she became over-identified with MS, and she started doing work for MS Society, wearing MS t-shirts, blah, blah, blah. And shortly, a few months later, like, she went back to her old self, but we didn't continue working together for whatever reason, because maybe she decided that that situation was not changeable. And that always stuck in my mind, that we think it's unchangeable. What is unchangeable to you that's actually changeable, that if you allow for the universe to help you, will change the whole energy, no matter how you feel about it, right? Yeah, so there are people we can't change, and I get what she was saying about unchangeable, because there's people we can't change, but we can still change our own energy and our own perception about it, and be slightly more allowing of the universe to intervene on your behalf that will make changes. And yeah, we all have a problem person. So all those problem people that just piss you off, whatever, that's changeable too. Yeah, so what if we could just be more spacious around that and see how the change comes? We never know. Like in her situation, I thought, well, geez, he can go live with his other mother. It totally can happen, or a number of other things can happen, or that they can go to counseling or something. So sometimes there are a lot of situations that we're in because the person we're dealing with is so difficult that it feels unchangeable. So maybe you have this ongoing 10, 15 year relationship that feels unchangeable. And that may be true that the other person can't change, but change is a way of life. And what if everything can shift in a moment anyway? And just allow some spaciousness there and see how things can change. And the universe will do its part for you. And let the universe do its part for you. However, it's going to do its part to change things for you that are almost unchangeable. And Sue John, Sue, thank you for putting that in Facebook. She says, MS, relapsing condition. I used to work for MS Society in UK, but I feel people could be open to possibilities of change and miracles. Yeah, just being slightly open to possibilities and miracles is a good change. It's a nice shift in energy. And sometimes there are situations that feel like it's really, really hard to change. And what miracle can a universe deliver to you that is just beyond miraculous, right? And let's be open to letting that in so that our energies flow better. Everybody has someone close to them in their family that feels like, man, this person will never change, or this relationship will never change, or this job will never change, or this business will never change. Some things will just never change, whatever that is. So what healing energies can we bring to the situation that would allow a total shift? And what else can totally shift and change? So today it's all about liquefying all the places that we have solidified, so that there's flow and allowing the bladder meridian, the kidney meridian, and all meridians to have flow, and allowing the energy of whole bodies to have flow and replenishment, right? When we liquefied all those solid places and anything in our life that becomes too solidified, fixed points of view, even fixed points of views about our eyesight and what can or can't be changed. Fixed points of views about money, right? And family. Fixed points of views about your body and what can or cannot be healed. All right, so let all that clear. All right, there we go, clear all that, clear, clear, clear. And now allow for greater, greater flow in kidney meridian, bladder meridian. Oh, good. 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 Good, 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 good. Wonderful, wonderful. So this is great. And looks like we'll come to the end of this session. Thank you for shining your light and weaving grace into the fabric of the world. For more on my work, please visit gracegham.com or lightbodywisdom.com. Thank you and namaste.